go. All right, this is Mike and Sal with Inside Pulse, and interviewing you guys, I mean, with Star Wars being so popular in what it is, and you're continuously marketing toys, figures, everything to a younger generation, how do you still find, like some sort of thing? I know Star Wars sells itself, but in appealing to younger audiences, is there something you still kind of have to figure out time and time again, or is it like, oh, well, here's a new toy, here you go?
Yeah, we're always relying on the fantasy and the entertainment, and Lucasfilm's such a great partner to work with, and Disney now as well. We've got the new TV show coming out, the new Rebels animated series coming out this fall. That is going to reach a whole new generation of kids, as the Clone Wars did back in 2008. So we've got new entertainment that lets us do a fresh new crop of figures and vehicles. The fantasy is always expanding. And so we keep it fresh through entertainment and also new form factors like Star Wars Command.
Right.
All new play pattern. Green Army Men with Star Wars figures and vehicles. So new play patterns, new entertainment. There's plenty to keep it fresh.
And talk to us a little bit about Rebels, too. I mean, Rebels, comparative like the Clone Wars, anything like that, like how is that similar, different to how is that? I mean, you know, because Clone Wars, I was such a huge fan. I mean, that started out as such a, it was like a short. My buddy would invite me over and we would just watch, hey, do you want to watch the new Clone Wars? Holy crap, yes I do. And it's like 10 minutes long and then it's done. But it blew up into this massive thing, and now it has really evolved into Rebels, which, I mean, it even appeals to, we're in our mid-30s.
It's going
to
do that even more to you, because the time period in between episode 3 and 4, you're going to start to see vehicles that look even more like something you've seen in A New Hope. So for older fans like ourselves, you're going to start to see things and go, oh my God, I know where that inspiration came from. I'm excited about it. At the same point, you're going to get kids coming to the brand for the first time, and they're seeing it for the first time, getting as excited as you did when you were 7, 5, 6, whatever. And I think it's a great bridge, and Rebels is a great entertainment to do that, because you've got the older generations that are familiar with it, they understand it, and they still love it, and then you're going to get a whole new generation coming in.
So we've seen the Transformers brand start to segment itself out with some of the easier models and stuff like that for people to play with and stuff. Are we going to see Star Wars do that as well?
Not Star Trek.
I know, I'm sorry. I know, as soon as I
he
said that, I was like,
oh, somebody's slip over there. Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, we have the lower price pointed Mission and Saga figures geared towards children and play, and a lot of our vehicles are the Class 2s are for that purpose, for kids to really pull them into the brand and get them excited about it. That's not to say they aren't great toys. There's a lot of great articulation sculpt and paint on those figures and vehicles, so fans should still embrace those and like them as well. But we see those as a great way to kind of pull kids into our brand and get them excited. We do have the Black Series for fans of the brand that want to see that higher level of articulation, detail, and paint.
Yeah, so we have a roughly similar model where we've got the lower price points and easier to play with. I mean, I happen to play with action figures now and then, especially with my kids, and I've found that when the wrists and ankles, you've got all the articulation, it can be tough to get them to stand up and hold the weapons. But then with the 5-point articulated figures with my kids and their friends, it's easier to play with. So we've got that type of toy, similar to the Transformers, easier to transform toys for the younger kids. And as Bill said, we got Black Series for the older fans.
And to touch on one of your earlier questions, the design team is constantly coming up with new ideas, new mechanisms, new ways to play with action figures and toys. And it's just a matter of time before we find a home for it in our line somewhere.
And kind of going back to what you were saying, you guys all have kids now too.
Sure.
Do you look to your kids for guidance and a little bit of influence? How much do your own kids or kids in your life influence what happens to your work and what you do?
I think it's unavoidable. I mean, we certainly don't rely on it, because statistically it's not a great sample size, but they certainly are influential. And when you see your kids playing with their friends, you get a sense of what's hot in the schoolyard and how kids are playing. And we do a lot of research back at our headquarters. We have something called Fun Lab, where every day groups of kids are brought in and we test and give them various concepts like Command and other types of products. So not only do we see it in our own kids, but we bring in many, many more, so we get a chance to talk to a lot of them and not just one or two.
Right. Okay, so I want to talk about that Fun Lab. So do you guys go to like the local elementary schools and stuff like that?
Sometimes we go to local daycares or elementary schools, but most of the time we have a facility within our building that has the two-way mirror.
Okay, yeah.
And we have children come in. You can actually sign
up. Like the Simpsons episode, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Fun's out, yeah, exactly.
But on certain days of the week, we have like open play, so kids just come in, so you can put stuff out in the carpet on the in a certain area, and you can actually see who's gravitating towards those toys and how they're playing with them. Can they pull the triggers? Can they operate the figure or the vehicle the way it's supposed to be? And design, marketing as well, we get a lot of information from those sessions, and we'll take it back, and it influences our toys.
And what do you notice? Is it more simplistic toys, or are they really into these complicated, like, I mean, getting back to, I know you're a Transformers fan, I just transformed a one from the first movie, and it took me 40 minutes as a grown adult.
Pretty good.
I'm just saying, I'm like, do they gravitate more simplistic toys, or are they really into the more, you know, complicated?
It depends. It depends on the age of the kid. Like, okay, a five-year-old's different from a nine-year-old, of course. And it depends on what the boy or girl's interested in. You know, somebody who's very into Transformers might be a little bit more engineering-oriented and like how things fit together. Somebody who's into Star Wars might just want to get a lot of figures and vehicles and play a battle scene very quickly. So it really depends on the type of kid and what they're into.
So what can we look forward to with the new movie coming out here pretty soon? You know, what kind of interesting maybe licensing that we're going to see, or maybe even just with the toys in general?
So we actually can't talk about anything Episode 7 today, but we're really excited about the Black Series 6-inch, the way that's been embraced by the fandom out there.
Very cool.
So you can expect to see a lot more of that.
The future looks bright for Star Wars.
Very awesome. And is there like a random character that you would have never thought, like, holy shit, that guy's really selling, or man, kids are really loving that one, that is so kind of maybe out of the ordinary, not like a Luke or a Vader or even like a Han Solo type of character?
Well, I find it amazing that some kids, but certainly fans, Bosk, I mean, some of these characters that didn't get a lot of screen time.
I was just staring at him right there. I'm like, such a random
character. Amazing, but
the Bounty Hunters are really popular,
right?
Yeah. I guess, but you know, for me, IG-88 is a little bit surprising. He's so static, and he didn't even have legs or feet. He was just like literally bolted to the floor back when they filmed him.
Yeah.
Our sculptor back in the day actually designed his feet because nobody had reference for it. But for me, I guess, just to see people keep constantly getting excited about IG-88, I mean, there's not a lot of articulation I can throw in that figure or make it, but we try. He'd be the one I'd be surprised about.
And there was a lot of story built around him, too, from, like, the books and everything. When you read, like, Tales of the Bounty Hunter, you get these random characters in the film that all of a sudden have
so much meaning.
Exactly. Yeah. And you guys growing up, I mean, it may sound like a silly question. Were you guys Star Wars fans at all? Or, did you love them? Did you grow up with them?
I hated it. Absolutely. I loved Star Wars. Yeah. I have a 1- and a 5-year-old at home. My 5-year-old has seen everything except for Empire Strikes Back. I don't want to do the
body cut. You want us to start small with them?
I was a huge fan, and I could never get the snow speeder. My parents, my mom, she bought me the cloud car. Now, I'm all great with the cloud car, but I wanted the snow speeder, but I never got one. And then finally, we did a vintage collection. We did the snow speeder, and it was like, yes, I got it.
Now you can afford many snow speeders.
That's right. I was a huge Star Wars fan and action figure fan in general, but I mean, one of the things that keeps coming to mind is I had a snowtrooper that broke. His leg broke off, so my mom super glued his leg in the standing position. And so he was the only one of my figures that couldn't fit into a vehicle. And I remember packing up my toys, like, I'm done playing with toys. I was 15. I don't need toys anymore. And I remember reaching into that box and pulling him out, going, this one is staying with me. And because he was special.
That is awesome.
I
love how we all have our Star Wars figure stories. Because I left my Wicket staff at a hobby shop, and I pretty much bawled my eyes out on the car ride home. Made my mom drive back to the hobby shop. They remembered it. They had it taped to the register. It was like the best day of my life. It's like I found my soul again. Thank you so much again, you guys. This was great.
Thank you. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you guys so much.
Nice meeting you. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much. All right. We're good.
Thanks, guys.